A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Trouble, trials, and tribulations. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. Glory to God the Father. I don't come to the Father based on my own worthiness or on the worthiness of you, but by Jesus Christ whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come before God's mercy seat on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for you and your entire house, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Depart from us, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of our weeping. The Lord has heard our supplication. The Lord will receive our prayer. Let all our enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may the Lord release the fruits of Calvary, the fruits of righteousness, over you and your house, and declare the victory of Christ in your lives. May the God of all comfort, who comforts you in your tribulations, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, who knows the things you have need of before you ask him, pour the Holy Spirit out on you and all of your family, abundantly through Jesus Christ your Savior, that you and your people may be filled with comfort and exceedingly joyful in all your tribulation. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus came that you and your people may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may Jehovah Nissa, the Lord our banner, strengthen your hearts for battle and give you patience, faith, peace, perseverance, character, hope, and endurance. Though you may fall, let you rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, in a time of trouble, may God your helper be not like a stranger to you in your house, but instead, let you and all of your family hear his voice so that you do not harden your hearts in rebellion. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of your defense counsel you and all of your family and give you his knowledge which he has reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to his excellent greatness, may you and all of your family have assurance in your hearts that God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You and yours can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. In all these things, you and your people are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Let your delight be in the fear of the Lord, and let you not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears. Because with men not all things are possible, but with God all things are possible. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great and awesome name that endures forever to all generations, let you and all your family cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you and your house. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in your way. The Lord shall sustain you and all of your family in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shall shield you, care for you, and guard you as the apple of his eye. May the Lord uphold you with his hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is a strong tower, let you and all your family find your strength in him, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And you and your people shall renew your strength. You shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall come out of your tribulations washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And may all things work together for your good. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and your God and Father, who has loved you and given you everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you in your house and guard you and your family from the evil one. May the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. By his name, may the angels of the Lord encamp all around you and your house and deliver you and your people. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, inasmuch as there is none like him, he is great, and his name is great in might. In Christ we pray that you and all of your family will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, let the Lord hold you up in the middle of your anxieties within you. His comforts shall delight your souls. In Christ we pray that you and your house will trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, that you and your family will commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Let you and your people put on righteousness, and it will clothe you. Your justice will be like a robe and a turban. Quietness and confidence shall be your strength. For if God is for you, who can be against you? Because Jesus guards you and your house, the wicked one cannot touch you and your family. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ we pray that Jesus will give you and your people eternal life and you shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you out of his hand. For God is greater than all, and lo, no one is able to snatch you out of his hand. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who will not allow you or your family to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with every temptation, trouble, trial, or tribulation, God will also make a way of escape. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in Christ we pray that you will ask and it will be given to you. You will seek and you will find. You will knock and it will be opened. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let the God of knowledge guide you and your family with his counsel, and afterward receive you to honor and glory. In Christ we pray, you and your people will give attention to the word of God and incline your ear to his sayings, that you and your people will not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your hearts, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. In the world, you and your people will have tribulation, but in Christ we pray, you are of good cheer, for Jesus has overcome the world. In Christ we pray, you and yours will receive the peace of Jesus. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For though Jesus was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For you and all your family also are weak in Jesus, but you shall live with Jesus by the power of God. In Christ we call upon Jehovah Shammah, Lord is here, to be with you in trouble, deliver you and honor you, with long life satisfy you and show you his salvation. Though you may walk in the midst of trouble, he will revive you and your family. He will stretch out his hand against the wrath of your enemies, and his right hand will save you and your house. May the Lord cause your enemies who rise against you and your house to be defeated before your eyes. They shall come out against you and your house one way, and flee before you and your people seven ways. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out their wickedness until you find none. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. May the Father, God of righteousness, keep you and all of your family from the snares they have laid for you, from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while you and all of your family escape safely. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, in Christ we pray that you and all of your family will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. For God will redeem your lives from oppression and violence, and precious shall be your blood in his sight. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your walls, but he shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. May God Almighty arise and save you and all of your family, for he has struck all your enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon you and all of your family. For the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor he will surround you and your house as with a shield. The sun shall not strike you or yours by day, nor the moon by night. In Christ we pray, the Lord will plead your cause with those who strive with you. Fight against those who fight against you and your house. Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for you and your people. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue you and your family. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after your lives. Let those be driven back and brought to confusion who wish you and yours evil, who seek to destroy your lives, who plot your hurt, who rejoice at your hurt, who exalt themselves against you and your house. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King over all the earth, in Christ we pray that you and all of your family will not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In Christ we pray that you and your people will examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Jesus Christ is in you. You are not your own. You are bought with a price, purchased with Jesus' blood, and are covered by the blood of the new covenant with God Most High. Although the horn may make war against you and your posterity, and prevail against you, The Ancient of Days has judged in favor of the saints of the God Most High, and it is time for you to possess the kingdom. Let each one of you examine your own work, for you must bear your own load, and by the measure which you give will be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Therefore, let you and your people confess your sins. God is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. May you confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you and your house with all malice. May God forgive your sins just as you have forgiven those who sinned against you. Let you and your people cast off the works of darkness, and let you put on the armor of light. Let you and your people sow bountifully and reap bountifully the good seed of the Son of Man, the spiritual things. Let your natural bodies, which are sown in corruption, dishonor, or weakness, know the resurrection of the dead, and may you all be raised in incorruption, glory, power, a spiritual body, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. May you and your family be clothed with the garments of salvation and covered with the robes of righteousness. Let us greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in our God. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let it bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. May the Lord deliver you and yours from every evil work and preserve you for his heavenly kingdom and keep you as the apple of his eye, hide you under the shadow of his wings from the wicked who oppress you and your house, from the deadly enemies who surround you and your people. Instead of shame, may God give you and your house double honor. And instead of confusion, let you and your family rejoice in your portion. May everlasting joy be yours. Let you enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Let you and your family dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In a time of trouble may he hide you in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide you and your family. He shall set you and your people high upon a rock, and now your head shall be lifted up above your enemies all around you. Therefore, offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. May you and your people bless the Lord with all your souls, with all that is within you. May you bless his holy name, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you and yours with loving kindness and tender mercies. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space, by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the rod out of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, we ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As an ambassador of Christ, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house, in him who is true. As one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.